This is Dr. Sudarshan Kapp, and ask you the report on patient Mecca Madhun, MADHUN, date of birth 3/6/1991. Indication of procedure was history of dysphagia, history of eosinophilic esophagitis, eosinophilic esophagitis. Sedation will get back to Dr. Chandra, patient with sugar, pressure, and cardiac pressure, biopsy, esophagitis, slash, usually with biopsy, special lumpus, and reduced coefficient, Pakistan, lumpus, adult, reduced coefficient, Pakistan, but patient with sugar, discovered oral cavity, pass out the French, to the esophagus, out to, down to the just distal esophagus, just above the EG junction. Patient appeared to be having a narrow esophagus, diffuse tracheolization of esophagus was noted. Did not see any furrows or any other mucosal changes, but in the distal esophagus right at the distal esophagus right above the G junction, there was narrowing noted, which the adult gastroscope could not traverse through it. It is raised suspicion because the patient might develop a scarring in that area, something that was kind of spreading the esophageal stricture. So I did not advance the scope beyond this area. At this moment, I decided to do multiple biopsies, a dual biopsy for the distal esophagus, mid esophagus, and proximal esophagus. The distal esophagus stricture appeared to be consistent with the history of esophageal esophagitis. Multiple biopsies were taken for esophageal esophagitis, restriction of pressure, inclusive of endoscopy, restriction of pressure, terminal pressure, no complication. Finding number one, tracheolization of esophagus was done consistent with eosinophilic esophagitis. Consistent with the eosinophilic esophagitis, biopsy taken from the proximal mid and distal esophagus. Patient appeared to be having distal esophagus, number two distal esophageal stricture, consistent with the fibrosis, because appeared to be secondary to the chronic esophagitis, contributing to dysphagia. Recommendation: I'm going to start a patient on budesonide, 2 milligram liquid respule, which is basically given as a nebulizer, but I'm going to give her as to swallow. And that she's going to mix it with 1 teaspoonful of honey. She's going to mix it with 1 teaspoonful of honey, take it twice daily for 12 straight weeks. And number two, I wait for the biopsy of the esophagus. And start patient on protonics. Uh, 40 milligram Q daily. And then I'm going to refer the patient to Orlando Health, to Dr. Varadhulu, for possible esophagoscopy with dilatation of the stricture, and told the patient to be on soft diet, and then depending on the dilatation, depending on the outcome of this budesonide treatment. We'll make determination whether the patient needs a long-term treatment for about a year or so with a short, with a small dose of the budesonide, maybe 0.25 milligram once a day for maybe 6 months, and after that twice daily start with twice daily for 6 months, and then after that once daily for 6 months, that 0.25 milligram after 3 months of the budesonide liquid suspension. And after dilatation, if she's still having the difficulty swallowing, then chronic use of the for long term use of the budesonide, I would recommend it. Followed up to parent study, patient primary care provider, July 14th to 23rd, July 14th to 23rd. The patient drops next.